When I ran out of the building with everyone else at 3 in the morning, amid shouts and screams, I saw something that stopped me in my tracks. Across the street was the local grocer, a grumpy old man who didn't sell alcohol and didn't speak to marginals, sitting next to a transvestite, with a long black wig and mascara running down her cheeks. I watched the man open up a pack of cigarettes, his hands shaking, his face as white as a ghost, and offer one to her. That was, and still is, the image of that night that has stayed most entrenched in my mind. A conservative grocer and a crying transvestite, smoking side by side. In the face of disaster and death, our mundane differences evaporated, and we were all one, even if for only a few hours.